Hey everyone, this is Tim Mackey from Bible Project. You know, as the weeks of this COVID-19 crisis have become months, I don't know about you, but this whole experience has really warped my sense of the passage of time. Like most everybody else in my family, we have been trying to shelter in place as much as possible, which means limiting unnecessary travel, limiting contact with other people. And all of this makes the days go really slow, but somehow the weeks go fast and they all blur together. And so it feels like we're all sitting around waiting for something. But for what? The milestones that make each week different than the previous one are mostly bad news about rising unemployment, about economic and leadership crises, about spreading sickness and death. And so while many communities around the world are making their plans to reopen, it's so clear that no one really knows what's going on or what's going to happen. This is a very tough time to be an optimist. But for followers of Jesus, this is a great opportunity to cultivate the ancient biblical character trait of hope. In the languages of the Bible, hope is about waiting, not for circumstances to somehow just get better. I mean, the people who lived through and wrote down the stories of the Bible went through very difficult times. War, famine, and pandemics, these weren't rare events in the lives of Israelite people. And the biblical prophets, like Isaiah or Jeremiah, they told the people of their generation that things were going to get worse, not better. And yet, they called Israel's faithful to have hope in the only thing that can't be touched by circumstances, and that's the character of a good God who has promised to rescue and restore his creation. Paul the Apostle, in his letter to the Romans, says that the resurrection of Jesus from the dead is the ground of the Christian hope that all creation will be liberated from its slavery to death and decay. And that is an incredible promise that has filled generations of Jesus' followers with hope. But that hope requires us to get up again tomorrow and look out at a world filled with instability and sickness, and yet choose patient trust in God, knowing that things may not get better. Circumstances come and go, and so do pandemics. But God's character and his promises, they don't change. And in times like this, they are the only source of enduring hope. And so I can't improve upon Paul's words in Romans chapter 15. May the God of hope fill you completely with joy and with peace as you trust in him, so that your hope might overflow in the power of the Holy Spirit. May God bless you and keep you this week, and may he give you courage and hope.